Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of Meichik, of erasing on Shabbos. Now, we spoke that last shiur that if it comes to the skin, so a lot of poskim hold, it's mutter to clean off the ink from the skin on Shabbos, even though there's an issa mechika to clean off ink, to erase off ink off a piece of paper, but a piece of paper which is normal to write on it. So there it's awesome and rabbanon, even if I don't plan on writing it. Because a mokem o'imbe l'ksiva, it's a place that's miyuchid, that's mezumen, that's made for writing. Masha inke, your skin is not made for writing. Therefore, as long as it's not letters, just a blotch of ink, it'll be mutter to wash it off, according to a lot of poskim, that's the minute. The big shaila is it mutter to take off makeup on Shabbos or take off nail polish on Shabbos? So what's the shaila? Here, on one hand, it's similar to the shaila of ink, because we said that if it's a blotch of ink, and taking that off, that's more like a cleaning your skin. It's not really considered mechika, it's not considered erasing, so it's mutter. But a lot of poskim hold it's also, and the reason is because here it's a mokem ha'imid to put on more makeup. It's a mokem ha'imid to put on more nail polish. And therefore, it might be a mokem to be machmir not to do it. Mamayz in the Archa Shabbos, he writes, Mutter le'ish l'hoser, a poor male panel, I derechitza, it's mutter to take off makeup, v'chei mutter l'hoser lakam al gabir tzvanayim, you'll have to take off nail polish, I derechem am yuchlekach, even if you want to use the special nail polish remover, it's mutter to do, but be very careful not to use cotton, which gets squeezed. Try to use something that you won't be over the Issa Schita. That's what the Archa Shabbos paskins. But Lamai is in a Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says that you should be machma on this. You should not do this on Shabbos. And in Piskei Tshuva, same thing. He writes, over Yoisi Yesh Lezar, B'tseva V'ipor B'shar Moitre Cosmetica, cosmetics, that you should not, that you put on the Shem Noiv Yoifi, you should be careful not to take that off on Shabbos, because that's a Shaila Mechika. Now, if you have on the window, you have the window pane, you have like fogged up window pane, and someone wants to write letters on it. So the halacha is, there you're not allowed to erase that ksiva, even though it's not a davar meskayim, but midrabanan, you should not erase letters that are on the condensation that comes on a window pane. But if it's just a smudge, then it'll be mutter to take that off. The same reason, like we said, legavi the skin, because there it's not a ksiva, and it's also not a mokim or imed l'ksiva, it's not a place where it's mokim, we usually write, and therefore that'll be mutter to wipe off the fog of the condensation off the window, as long as it's not clear lettering. Now, we're going to start the next, so we'll just mention the Ramah, and Mi'atshem, next year, we'll go into this next thing, more Barichas. So the Ramah, in Shim Mem Sif Gimel, after we say the halacha of Amoichik Diyoy Shigabe Klav, Zok the Ramah, Hagah, also a Shabbat Uga, Shekosav Alea Kamin Oisiyes. You're not allowed to break a cookie that has on it Oisiyes, has letters, Ava Bi She'ina Mechav Nak Lachila, even though you just want to eat it. You want to cut it to eat it? To have a meichik, Ramaz Bechashdos, if you have letters on a cake or letters on a cookie, and you want to cut this and to eat it, even to eat it, you are not allowed to break this uga, break this cookie, because it's the issa of meichik. And Amiyat Hashem, next year, we will go into the Arichas explaining all the different details of this halacha.